I'm going to tell you a story about a really special Christmas for me. I spent most of the 90s trying to get pregnant. First, the fun way. Didn't really work. And then the not-so-fun way. Six or seven cycles of in vitro and lots of stuff we was not suitable for a holiday show to discuss. And finally, we went the adoption route. So I guess it was like 97 by that point, and we put an album together of who we are and our family and what's important to us, and we submitted it to this adoption agency in their domestic adoption program. And we waited, and we waited a long time. And I remember exactly, I was in the dressing room of the Marshalls on Rockville Pike, and I got a call from a birth mom who had been given our album, and she wanted to meet us. And we were so excited. We were really, really excited. And so we drove down to St. Mary's County, and we met with her and her sister, and Janice really liked us. And so we started on this path. And I went down every 2 weeks to her doctor's appointment and then out to breakfast at Denny's and through the whole last trimester. And we were going to have a baby. And it was 4 o'clock in the morning on November 25th, 1998. And I hear this ringing happening somewhere. And then I become aware. And it's Janice. It's her sister. But Janice is in labor, and she's at the hospital. And so we hightail it down to St. Mary's County. And at exactly 5:15, which is my lucky numbers, I was born on May 15th. Jack was born. And he was the most beautiful baby. I mean, he came out, and the nurse is cleaning him off. And I went, oh, he's got my dad's ear. He's got this little... And we took him home the next day, which was Thanksgiving, feeling like, oh, my God, we were just the luckiest people in the world. Now, in Maryland, the Maryland law is that a birth mother has 30 days to change her mind. So it was a really exciting holiday month, but it was really a nerve-wracking holiday month, too. And we were living in Ellicott City, and we went to this little historic Methodist church down the road from our little country house that we had there, and their tradition was they baptize babies on Christmas Eve. And so I called Janice to ask permission if I could baptize Jack, because I felt like he wasn't officially my baby yet. And she said, of course. And so that night, Christmas Eve, it snowed. And I mean, it was so much more beautiful than the snow tonight. It was just the perfect snow, and it hung in the pine trees, and our friends came, and I read in the service the night before Christmas, and the baby was baptized. It was just amazing. And the next day was Christmas Day, and we didn't get that phone call. We didn't get that dreaded call. And we got the greatest gift that we'll ever have in our lives. We officially had our son. So that's my story.
Thank you, Catherine. Catherine Klavana.